the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, iLoan Home Mortgage, Network Title, and James Dolson, Country Financial. I'm Kirk Dockwall. Joining me is Chad Vandelot, and we are the House Geeks. And thank you, Chad, for turning off the studio lights. All right, we got them back on. Okay, today's show, we are going to be talking about buying a home with a home to sell. This can be a very stressful thing for a buyer and seller to think about this endeavor. Because now you're not just dealing with one of the biggest financial transactions you'll make in your life, you're dealing with two simultaneously. And so there's many different ways to do this. And we kind of want to go over that and the pros and cons and some of the things that we're seeing as far as the trends in how most people are handling this challenge. So the first piece is to probably reach out to your real estate agent and have them come out to your home and start to establish price range and timing. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the big key, timing. I know a lot of times with my clients, you know, I'll say, well, we're roughly in this price range, but if we're talking 6 months out, I would be more focused on working on these things to get ready than to necessarily know exactly where we're going to be, because that can change and fluctuate up till the time that you come on the market. So, I mean, it would be like trying to guess exactly where the Dow Jones is going to be in 6 months from now. You're not going to know. You can have probably a general idea, but to know exactly where.
I know if I knew that information, I wouldn't be selling houses. I'd be selling that information. That would be a lot easier job than this. I love my job, but selling information would be a lot easier.
My guess is if you knew that information, that nobody would believe you. I can guess where the Dow is going to be at.
The other thing is, when you're talking to your agent, ask your agent, you know, what are the different ways of doing this? If your agent tells you one way, it's probably the most convenient way for the agent. You know, and everybody has different goals, different abilities, and there's different ways about going about this process. So go about it informed, know the pros, know the cons, discuss it with your agent.
All right. So you're going to be the informed homeowner, though. You're going to know this coming into this. So like you're saying, Chad, if they're only telling you one way, you'll know that there's more than one way.
Exactly.
So there's let's kind of address what used to be the most traditional way of doing this, which was purchasing a home contingent on the sale of your house. This is becoming less and less common for a home owner to want to accept a contingent offer, depending on price point. That's the key point there. As you, let's say in the Twin Cities area, probably start to cross that 450-ish, 4450 threshold, they're going to be a lot more willing to accept a contingent offer. But if you're looking at selling something and going into the, you know, 200 to 350-ish bracket, you're going to have a hard time getting a seller to accept that offer, especially as fast as things are moving right now.
And if you do get a seller to accept that offer, it's probably going to be at an exaggerated price on your part.
Yeah, you lose a lot of
the sellers. You know, by accepting a contingent offer, they're agreeing to a certain amount of liability that the home will not close. They're less certain on it. And as a result, they want more money for that uncertainty. And the reason that we're not seeing many homes being purchased contingent on the sale of your home is there's more buyers out there than sellers right now. It's not as difficult to get an offer, so sellers are more willing to wait a little time for a non-contingent offer. Now, on the flip side of that coin, for a buyer, that would be the most convenient way to do it with the least amount of risk.
Yeah, it is the most convenient. It's nice because you can, you know, take your time looking. If you can get somebody to accept it, great. You know, now it's time to put your home on the market and wait to see what happens. But like you said, you're going to potentially pay quite a bit more for that home. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go into what we see as a little bit more of the common ways to do it these days. So a lot of times we'll see somebody that they really won't start seriously home shopping until their home is under contract, okay? So what can you do? Well, you get your house on the market. But while you're working on that, you're also working on building a really, really good understanding of what it is that you want to buy. And we talk about this with the first-time home buyers. My goodness, it's just as important, if not more important, for second, third, fourth-time home buyers to have an understanding. Because guess what? You are way, way more picky than a first-time home buyer, okay? The average second-time buyer is going to be on that hunt for, I would say, at least twice as long, if not longer. A lot of my second-time buyers, they're 6 months to a year, 2 years long on their searches because they know everything they don't want.
Yep.
You know, the thing that we absolutely drill on the first-time home buyers, figure out what it is you don't want, because that's going to make you happy with your home. Second-time home buyers know this because they realize it by living it. So they become very particular to what they want. So take the time to figure this out early on. Or the problem is you're going to get your house with an offer accepted on it, and you're going to go, oh, we don't even know what we want. And you're start looking at things, and you're going to find yourself doing the shotgun approach, the thing that we talk about trying to avoid. So to learn what you want, go to the open houses, go out on showing sets with your agent, get an understanding. So that way, when you do put your home on the market and you get an offer and that offer clears inspection, that's a key. Mm-hmm. Do not start trying to write offers while you're still in the inspection contingency. There is a chance that that could still fall apart. So you want to clear that inspection contingency on your home, and then it's go time, right? You need to now find a place. And if you did your homework ahead of time, you're probably not going to have as hard a time doing that.
Now, on the flip side of that coin, the con there is now you're pressured to find a home
Yep.
in a certain time period. And you may want to be willing to accept that in this market, you may do a temporary stay in, you know, an extended stay kind of environment. Keep that in the back of your head. In most cases, it's pretty rare that that happens, but just have an understanding for a backup.
Yeah, I mean, if you can acknowledge that, okay, you know what, worst case scenario, I'm willing to rent. Put the stuff in storage, give yourself the time. You're going to actually go into this more relaxed. Mm-hmm. If you know, okay, I'm willing to do this. Now, if you're not willing to do this, we're going to talk about some other potential plans of how to go about it. You know, some of these other cons are with this is that you're going to be pressured on that amount of time to move. So, you know, you got to pack up. Mm-hmm. you're gonna have a one shot moving. You may have all your stuff sitting in a truck and have to go on closing day. There's some benefits. Whereas if you can do a non contingent purchase, that you can have a little more time for this.
But other pros are you don't have two mortgages to pay.
Right.
And you do get to move in one shot, so you're paying for one moving fee, and your home's not sitting vacant. You know, it's never good for a home to sit unattended and vacant, especially as time racks up longer and longer and longer.
The final con on this one is you're subject to the successful closing of your property, which may not give you as much negotiation room. All right. If you have any questions for us, feel free to give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online anytime. Housegeeks.com. When we come back, we'll get into buying non-contingent, buying with contingencies on your sale. which is not as common one. We'll be right back.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all-energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
Hi, I'm Kirk with Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon on AM 950. Here with your House Geeks Market Minute. 5.1 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis area. This is up over last week by 32% and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are also up over the same time last year, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.45%. This is down over last week's 4.51%. Conclusion for buyers, the market is heating up, but interest rates are down even more, making it still a good time to be looking. And for sellers, it might look like winter outside, but the spring market is here. If you're thinking about selling, now is the time to be getting ready. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes here in the Twin Cities? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com. Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. After the show, check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com, where you'll find the latest and greatest home searching, researching tools as well, a whole great video library. Follow us on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook, type in House Geeks, look for the little house and glasses there. You'll see upcoming classes. We got one coming up on February 23rd at the Chester Bird American Legion. This is a free class, and for attendees that come, you'll get a copy of our free book, The Smart Home Buyer, as well. February 23rd, again, 6:30 p.m. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see additional information on what we're going to be covering in that class.
And that's located in the city of Golden Valley.
Yes, this is going to be a first for the western suburbs. We had a great turnout this last week at our class at the Rosetown American Legion. So yeah, come out to the Chester Bird in Golden Valley on February 23rd. Today we are talking about buying a home with a home to sell. This can be a very stressful transaction for a lot of people, but there's ways to work through this together with your agent to make it not so stressful. In the last segment, we talked about purchasing contingent and some of the pitfalls of that, along with some of the pros. Purchasing once your home is currently under contract and the pros and cons to that. Now, I'm going to talk about one of what I think is the most beneficial ways to do this if you can do it, and that's buying non-contingent. Now, a lot of people would say, well, of course, Kirk, as a real estate agent, you'd love if I could just go buy a house right away and then wait to sell mine, but what about the risk? What about the two mortgage payments? I can't do that. I can't afford this. Okay, so if you have a good agent, they're going to be able to tell you what is going to be the most likely worst case scenario on the sale of your home, so you can appropriately plan your purchase. The dollars and cents that you will be able to pocket or save, however you want to word it, if you do this correctly, is pretty amazing. That, go ahead, Chad. Sorry.
And they'll do more than just tell you that. They'll show you the numbers, they'll show you the graphs, and they'll show you examples of where this has taken place near your home. So they'll do more than just tell you.
Right. So you can go in with the confidence of, okay, this is really going to be probably the worst case scenario that I'm going to run into, so I can plan my purchase appropriately. Also, if you set up your timing of your closing and you set up on both sides of the transaction, the likelihood of you actually having two mortgages is,
in this market
is pretty limited, right? So you now have this ability to go out and purchase without this, you know, monkey on your back of trying to buy contingent. Or waiting for the sale and then it's contingent upon successful closing. You can go out there and shop freely and negotiate. You're not going to be pressured to accept an offer on your home that's a real lowball just because you know, want to accept an offer on something else.
Yeah, you had mentioned that it's the likelihood is reduced in this market that you will have two mortgage payments. Now, the reason being is when you buy a home, there's a lag period before that your first mortgage payment kicks in. Sometimes that lag period is just over a month. Sometimes it's upwards of 2 months.
Yeah, I think if you close on the 8th to the 12th, somewhere in there, depending on the lender, your first payment is over a month and a half away, typically. So, yeah.
We mentioned that it's you're in the best position for negotiation, but you also have a much more relaxed timeline. You're not pressured into doing things. And you can have your home that you're selling completely staged and cleaned, and, you know, it's show ready at all times. You're not rushing around with the vacuuming up the Cheerios that the kids spilled, or vacuuming up the dog hair. You're doing it once. You're getting it staged beautifully. The home will show in its best possible light at every showing, and you're sitting at home relaxing in your new home. Another big
thing. Well, you're right. And, you know, a good agent, agency, they're going to have staging options that aren't going to cost you an arm and a leg. It's going to be built into their services, right? So, you know, quite often I get people that's like, oh, well, we can leave this furniture for staging. It's like, no, we don't need to do that. Why don't you worry about moving once so you don't have to move twice, and let us do the work to make your home a showpiece. Right. And so, like you say, Chad, you get it ready once and then it's go time. Right.
You know, there are a lot of fees in moving, and we as real estate agents understand that. So some people have a hard time accepting that, you know, staging, it costs on average about 1% of the purchase price of the house.
Depending on depending on the sale price. Yeah.
So a $200,000 house, if it sold for $200,000, the staging would cost about $2,000, plus a move-in fee on average of $500. Yeah. A lot of people go, God, I'm paying all this fees for moving, I'm getting an inspection. Now, this is an area you don't want to be cheap in, because on average, what, staging raises the
sale price
by 4-ish percent.
About 4.5.
Yeah. 4.5%. So you're spending 1% plus about $500 to gain 4.5%.
And this is a pretty simple one to show people. You know, a lot of times a seller will have a hard time grasping that. But all you need to do is you take a group of staged houses in a given price range and look at their average price per square foot that they sell for, and then take unstaged homes in that same price range and look at their average price per square foot. You'll see the difference. I mean, it's pretty black and white when you look at that. So, you know, it's we pride ourselves on being house geeks. We're house geeks with the numbers on this stuff as well. So yeah, by having that staged home, you're going to get more for your house. You're going to have less stress. You're going to have more negotiation on your purchase because you're buying non-contingent. So let's talk about some of the ways to do this, because a lot of people will say, well, I can't qualify for two mortgages. Well, if you are in a position where you have a lot of equity in your home, you could do what's called a bridge loan. Okay. This allows you to take the equity out of your house. And if your agent gave you a good worst case scenario, you're going to know the comfort level to work with to buy that new home. So what looked like an impossible feat to get past buying non-contingent is now very feasible for a lot of second, third, fourth time home buyers, because most of them have a good amount of equity, especially where the market is at the moment. So you can, that's one way to do it. I had a client recently, they did a portfolio loan as the bridge loan in a way, right? So, you know, portfolio loan is an in-house loan that, you know, it's an option for those who don't quite fit in that normal box. But, I mean, she's sitting there with 200 G's in equity in her house. Mm-hmm. They were pretty confident that she's not going to be running and bailing on that sale. You know, so they use that as the secured asset. So, you know, there's a couple ways to do it. And then there's just the traditional, go out and look at getting another conventional mortgage. One of my favorites is the recast loan. Now, this one's great. This is where, okay, you don't have the 20% to put down, but you will when you sell your house, right? So with a recast loan, what you can do is you can buy the new one with 3% or 5% down, probably 5% down. And then you can then go buy the home, sell your house, then take the equity of your house, apply it, and pay down that amount so you can be over that 20% mark.
And the recasting actually changes your monthly payment. It doesn't just pay down the equity, it actually changes the payment.
Yeah, it's like a full refinance without that cost. Yep. So that's really, in my opinion, one of the best options you should look at. It's going to give you the most potential. And we don't have the time to really cover it today, but if this is a situation you're facing, you want to talk about a great way to get some extra money out of this. Look at timing the sale correctly with the time of year and the purchase on the time of year. You can pick up a lot of extra dollars and cents in your pocket if you do this correctly. Well, hopefully you found the show helpful. We'll be back again next week.